it all out, our civilization will consolidate into a strange, lime-rich, plastic-rich layer or two. But what of us in the meantime? What of our fellow creatures and this moment, in a world the like of which we've found nowhere else in the universe? Playing hide-and-seek among pale stone walls, lying in grass face to face with a flower, soft and velvet like a bee, leaping incredulously across dry stones where a river should flow, standing in a dripping cavern, singing with glistening towers, stroking a fossil wall in the festival hall. Knee-deep in memories, it occurs to me that I learnt about happiness and freedom, beauty and the land, in limestone.
That was Sue Clifford, the co-founder of Common Ground, talking about her chosen cornerstone, limestone. Tomorrow night, the Walker writer and geologist Ronald Turnbull discusses sandstone country in the essay. The producer in Bristol is Mark Smalley, and the essay can be downloaded from the BBC Radio 3 website.
The Choir is Radio 3's weekly celebration of singing together. Every Sunday afternoon, I delve into the wonderful array of music on offer for choirs, from grand classical oratorios to Sardinian folk songs and barbershop standards. We'll be hearing from another of the UK's amateur singing groups in Meet My Choir at 4:30, and this Sunday afternoon, I'll be exploring another great choral classic, Mozart's Mass in C minor. Join me, Sarah Moore-Peach, for The Choir, Sunday afternoon at 4 here on Radio 3.
Later tonight, there's a complete Verdi opera, the original version of Simon Boccanegra. That's to begin through the night with me, John Shea, from 12:30. Now, though, it's a little after 11 o'clock and time to welcome Nick Luscombe for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction. Nick, there was a psychedelic theme going through last week's programmes. More of the same this week, perhaps?
Yeah, we got more of that, and also we got more New Age, but we start with some jazz. This is Gary Burton.
Thank you.
Well, that's Gary Burton from his 1970 album Good Vibes, that track Las Vegas Tango. Starting a new week, a late junction with me, Nick Luscombe. Coming up tonight, we've got new music from Quantic, also some Charlie Jones. We've got more ambient and new age sounds from Global Communication and also Cohen Hultkamp. And as I mentioned just now, more psychedelic selections and also a really beautiful piece on piano from Percy Grainger, even a little Steely Dan coming up a bit later on. In the background, this is Brooklyn-based artist Michael Morrison, otherwise known as Octo Octa. This is Smooth West.
comme tant d'autres, nos gestes sont les mêmes. Il nous arrive encore de nous dire je t'aime.
Que tu prennes ma main,
que j'embrasse ton cou.
Dans la brume légère de nos habitudes, on garde la tendresse pour calmer l'inquiétude. Et on s'endort ensemble par peur de solitude. Je rentre un peu plus tard,
je suis moins impatient.
Je regarde mourir une étoile filante.
Notre amour est un astre qui brille à feu doux.
Dans la brume légère de nos habitudes, on garde la tendresse pour calmer l'inquiétude. Et l'on s'endort ensemble à peur de solitude.
Tu n'as plus rien à dire,
je t'ai tout raconté.
Pour troubler le silence, on parle de l'été.
Où irons-nous passer nos prochaines vacances?
Dans la brume légère
de nos habitudes, on garde la tendresse pour calmer l'inquiétude. Et l'on s'endort ensemble par peur de solitude.
That's from Françoise Hardy's reissued 1973 album Message Personnel. That was L'Habitude, a duet with Egyptian-French singer Georges Moustaki. And before that, reminded me of a little bit of Stereolab, Alexander von Meren, who's a 29-year-old pianist, songwriter and producer from Bergen in Norway. He'll be at South by Southwest next month, so expect to hear a lot more about him in the year ahead. And that track, Natural Selection, from his Aeropop album, which was mixed by producer and member of Tortoise and Sea and the Cake, John McIntyre. And new music now from Quantic, together with Pongo Love, from their forthcoming Magnetica LP. This is Duvido.
Oh!
Well, last year I featured a track from the debut Charlie Jones album called Love Form here on Late Junction. And that's the first rather epic single from it. It's called Big Hair. And I also played you the electric and very infectious sound of Northern Brazilian band Mestre Copicho e Seu Ritmo. You can find that on the Analog Africa series, new release Syria, which is a new compilation of tracks drawn from the band's 6 studio albums. Now time for some early music, and this is taken from an album by the Orlando Consort, which explores European composers who found inspiration from gardens during the 13th to the 16th century, composed by Vasquez on La Fuente del Rosel.
Hurry up and let me in, I'm freezing by the door. Why won't you talk to me? That's what I came here for. What is it that you wish for? All this sea will never stem the drought. We played at being unreal, we played at being cruel. Then we were thrust out to sit on stony walls. We are falling headfirst, waking just enough to hear the closing door. Thank you.
forgot. Did you think that I had gone? We climb an endless angle, but forget where we are from. If we could, would we stay here? For the sea will never stem the drought.
Summertime's here, kiddies, and it's time to take a trip, to take a trip. This world's so bad, you feel so sad. You gotta take a trip into a world so glad, a world of frogs and green fountains and flying dogs and silver cats and emerald rats and purple clouds and faceless crowds. And walls of glass that never pass, and pictures hanging upside down. You won't ask where you are. It's another world, you and your girl, and all your friends will all be there. Oh yeah, let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. TNT, SOS, HOP. It's the top, hey, here we go now, let's climb some mountains, everybody, get on your walking shoes, start to climb some mountains, hey, here we go, let's take a trip, let's start to dream, let's close our eyes, it's groovy now, yeah, float, because I'm swimming in beauty, it's all around. Take a trip, fly from the ground. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Let's take a trip. It's really hip. No one will know what goes on. Just you and me and the dreams we see. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, come on, baby. You're doing it right. Just put your head back.
That's five in a row on Late Junction, starting with music from the Renaissance and somehow ending up with two psychedelic tracks from 1966. But all joined up and making sense, I think, on a musical level anyway. You just heard acid punk band The Bees with Voices Green and Purple. And before that, the what kind of improvised vocals and lyrics of rock and roll cult figure Kim Fowley with The Trip. The return of Sap before that from the duo's fourth LP released last year, What Makes Us Glow, and a song called That's the Spirit. And Bent Lorenzen's Waves preceding Sap with from Five Easy Pieces performed by Eric Kaltoff. We got some folk music now from Faye Held and the Hurricane Party's 2012 album, Orfeo, which features special guests John Bowden and Martin Simpson. This is The Lover's Ghost.
Seven's there, she said, not well waited. I decline to walk the line. They tell me that I'm lazy. Worldly wise, I realize that everybody's crazy. A woman's voice reminds me to serve and not to speak. Am I myself or just another freak? You know there's fire in the hole and nothing left to burn. I'd love to run out now. There's no way left to turn. No, no. With a cough, I shake it off and walk around my yellow stride. Should I hide or eat my pride or wait until it's good and right? My life is boiling over. It's happened once before. I wish someone would open up the door. Don't you know there's fire in the hole?
I'd love to run out now. There's no way left to turn.
Steely Dan's music is music to grow to, isn't it? The records just seem to connect more deeply the older you get. That's Fire in the Hole from the 1972 debut album Can't Buy a Thrill, featuring a nice piano solo by Donald Fagen and some pedal steel guitar by Jeff Baxter. Before that, Percy Grainger's Zanzibar Boat Song, inspired by the Rudyard Kipling poem Plain Tales from the Hills, a piece for one piano and six hands. I also played you a recently made Tokyo field recording, and you can just about hear the tones of sukiyaki mixed in with the street noise. We had a tweet earlier from Andrew Pendleton asking what the Stereolab-ish song was at the beginning of the show, or the sort of third track in. That was from Alexander von Meren. Actually, if you want to check the tracks, you can see as they're playing live, you can check on the BBC Radio 3 Late Junction page where the tracks appear magically. So you can always check that. The full list will go up at the end of the show, but they go up gradually during the show as well. And talking of people getting in touch, we had a great listener request from Paul Sharratt in North Staffordshire. You may have actually heard this on H Junction a few weeks ago, Paul, but thanks to your request, I get the excuse to play it once again. This is from Lonnie Holly, Extraordinary Music, Six Space Shuttles and 144,000 Elephants.
Woman once asked me, why do I sing for a queen? I said, all the queen have done, all of her hard labor. I said I was never inauguration. I was never celebration. But I'm around when a birthday comes. So happy birthday, happy birthday. I say in my mind I got the design, in my mind I got the design. Thought about it, I thought about it. Six space shuttles size of the Hindenburg and the Tartar. Titanic boat put together. Expandable, transformable. And so adaptable. And just for the show of it, for the nose of it, 6 space shuttles and 144,000 elephants. Divide them by 6. And every 60 hours, let one leave the earth from here, and another one leave the earth from there, and another one leave the earth from over yonder, and another one leave the earth from down yonder, and another one leaders from up yonder. By time all 6 get off in the universe for the exploration of the planet Earth, when queens get together, be flying around above the ground. And when they come back down, when they come back down, when they come back down. When they come back down, when they come back down, when they come back down, they can work around, they can talk around, they can meet around. They can heal the ground. They can heal the air and fix the water too. That's what my 6 space shuttle. That's what my 6 space shuttle. That's what my 6 space shuttles will do. And just for the show of it, and just for the know of it, that all humans may know. That all humans may know, when king could come together and do these things for queen. Happy birthday, dear queen. Happy birthday, dear queen. Happy birthday.
上野広司、松坂屋前です。 Thank you.
That's Tracy's Big Moment from the 1990 album Guitars and Other Cathedrals from Adrian Leck, originally from East London, a musician who's really impossible to categorise. And before that, Bristolian dubstep producer Pinch and collaborator Mum Dance with a dark Turbo Mitzi. And that's out now on Tectonic. Also played you a couple of Japanese field recordings before that from my tour of the Monomachi Crafts area of Taito in Asakusa. And we've got two new age ambient tracks to end tonight's Late Junction, starting with new music from Cohen Holtkamp from his new album Motion on Thrill Jockey. And this track features some of the most prominent use of electric guitar in any of his work. This is Vert. Well, it's undoubtedly influenced by New Age, but with some really aggressive guitar playing on that track from Cohen Holtkamp, that track Vert from the Motion album on Thrill Jockey. And we've got time now to play you one last track tonight from Tom Middleton and Mark Pritchard, together as Global Communication. This album is 20 years old this year. It's called 7614, once described as an unfathomably beautiful out-of-time masterpiece. This is 1218. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome once again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. And today I'm starting with a Polish radio recording of Verdi's Simon Boccanegra in a concert performance given in Warsaw in March 2013 as part of the celebrations for the bicentenary of the composer's birth. Verdi's 1881 revision of the opera is the one most often performed nowadays, but we're going to hear his original version, premiered at La Fenice in Venice in 1857. The setting is mid-14th century Genoa, and the prologue begins with Paolo Albani, a Genoese goldsmith, persuading Pietro, a local popular leader, to support Boccanegra as the city's new doge. The reluctant Boccanegra hopes his election will earn the approval of the nobleman Fiesco, so that he can marry Fiesco's daughter Maria and thus legitimise the daughter that he's had with her. In fact, Maria has died, but the grieving Fiesco doesn't tell Boccanegra. He enters Fiesco's palace and finds out for himself, just as the people of Genoa hail him as their new doge. The American baritone Stephen Powell sings the title role, the Russian-based Nikolai Didienko is Fiesco, and Paolo and Pietro are Andrew Craig Brown and Alexander Hahn. The Warsaw Philharmonic Chorus and the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra are conducted by Lukasz Borowicz. This 1857 original version of Simon Boccanegra is musically quite different from Verdi's 1881 rethinking of the score, and if you know the darkly mysterious way that that revision begins, then this prelude, looking ahead to some of the opera's themes, will come as a surprise.
Dicesti all'onor primo abate Lorenzini illusorie altro propone di lui più degno il prorete da nostri mari cacciava l'Africa ampiata e alighe bestino rese l'antica annuianza eterna Possanza, onore, dando alto al prezzo il popolar favore. Abborriti patrizi, alle cime ove alberghe il vostro orgoglio, disprezzato plebeo, sair il vostro
che sai e farellasti prigioniera gemme in quella magion Maria negarla la doge chi potria misera assenti Paolo tutto disposi e sol ti chiedo porgi ai perriri e la possanza sia in vita in morte sia sapres alcun t'ascondi per poco ancor mistero ti circonda.